See, you're finally awake. Let me see. You're probably wondering why you're in my basement laboratory. Or you're probably wondering why you're tied down, or why you can't move. Well, let's begin by answering the first of those questions. You see, I knew that you were the one spreading those rumors about me. Unsavory rumors. One of those rumors happened to be true, though. Well, maybe more than one. You've been stalking me, spreading rumors, and, well, I don't take kindly to that sort of thing, especially when I invite you into my home and you install cameras. I mean, to be fair, as soon as I knew you were stalking me, I installed cameras of my own in your own home. But this is you we're talking about, not me. So, what am I going to do to punish you? We'll discuss that in a moment. Let's discuss your crimes first, shall we? You see, the stalking is one thing. I don't mind that so much. I have followers. They're perfectly fine. They maintain their distance. I maintain mine. But when they get too close, when I have to invite them into my home, and see how dangerous they might be, then it becomes a problem. And over the course of the last month, when I first visited your house, and then you visited mine, I came to a realization. The rumors you were spreading, it was in a false sense of perhaps love. I think you were trying to force people away from me, so you could have me all to yourself. So that's what we're going to do. Only the other way around. I'm going to have you all to myself. the rumors you were spreading, one of them, I really am descended from giants. And the occasional strange odors that came from my house. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, but may have missed it a little bit. You see, we're descended from not just giants, but alchemists as well. No, not those anime alchemists. We actually use chemicals and alchemical formulas. Not that whole anime stuff. And that brings me to why you can't move. I have had a formula coursing through your body that has liquefied your internal organs. Most of them, anyway. The ones that aren't important. And I've drained them out. And I've run a plasticizer through you so that you can be preserved for as long as I like. Don't worry, though. You'll be alive for quite some time. Has it fully taken hold? I don't want to untie you if you can still move even a little. And this is why you're bound in silk, so that nothing will hurt you. No bruises on my precious human. Now, let's talk about those cameras. I don't appreciate cameras in my home. I mean, you set one up in my living room, my bathroom, my bedroom, my kitchen. You even put one in my hall closet. Such a naughty human. And thus, you're going to join my collection. But after watching you on my own cameras that I set up in your house, I think I've actually come to enjoy looking at you. You're by no means perfect, but I think with a little manipulation and a little correction, we can make you perfect. Is this love? Perhaps. Not really sure. Perhaps fascination or obsession. What you had for me, I would call that more lust. Perhaps. Or desire. But either way, you wanted to clear the field around me and make me all yours. And now it's backfired. You, my dear human, are now all mine. And I'm going to take care of you. Now, let's undo those bindings of yours. No moving. Excellent. Yes. Your skin has turned perfectly pristine. You should last for at least 100 years. Conservative to you over time, but for now, I think this will do. And don't worry, I'll make sure to make you perfect. After all, you're not the first. I've done this 5 other times. You'll be the 6th. I do admit, the first 2 are starting to decay in their eyes. I couldn't quite preserve them quite so beautifully. The eyes are always the best part. I'm always improving, though. And your eyes are nearly perfect. I want to make sure that your eyes stay perfect forever. Now, shall we get started? I assure you, this won't hurt me a bit. Oh, but the preservative doesn't kill your pain, so you may be in a bit of torment the entire time. After all, since you're paralyzed and you'll be able to feel everything. Well, I'm hoping for an exquisite look in those beautiful eyes of yours. Oh, but should I tell you about the preservative while I prepare? No. I should just start right away. Let's just use a little extra of my preservative on you. You'll be able to keep them. I want you to see everything. You'll be in a special place in my bedroom. right next to the others. Most of the time, eyes decay way too quickly. So I'll have to use a little extra preservative and inject them directly. I hope you don't mind, my dear. Such smooth skin. You've really taken care of yourself, haven't you? Unfortunately, you won't be able to keep up with your daily routines anymore. And I'm sure your loved ones will miss you. But if they come along and wonder what happened to you, I have ways of making them disappear as well. I've already investigated them and they wouldn't make very good dolls. Only you. Only you have the right eyes. There. That's all the skin that will be exposed. Your face, your hand. Your arms. We may not expose that too much. Depends on what clothes we pick out for you. Oh, I forgot to ask. I let you keep your lungs. Are they working okay? I hope you aren't breathing too fast. But you'll still need to breathe. Even if it is nice and shallow. And don't worry. I'll remember to feed you every day. Feed you like a plant, since that's all you'll need. Just a little water to keep your insides moist. Some water and some preservative so that you'll stay nice and fresh. Now, what's next? Should we pick out some clothes for you? Most of those in my human collection are wearing nice, cute little dresses. But I think for you, I think we'll go with a maid outfit. Wouldn't you like that? I think that would suit your eyes perfectly. Yes. Let's pick out this maid outfit. Not quite French couture. more fetishy. Thigh-high stockings, short skirt. That would suit you well, wouldn't it? My little human. This will look so nice on you. Doesn't that feel nice, the way it hugs your new body? Look in your eyes as you struggle to move. It's almost as if you really don't want this on. But that's too bad. This is what you're going to wear for the rest of your time here, my sweetness. Even if the preservatives wear off, even if I forget to keep your maintenance up, and you finally pass on, I think I'm going to keep those beautiful eyes of yours. They're so beautiful, but they need to be made perfect now, don't they? So perfect. Let me just get my syringes. Preservatives with a special mix directly into your eye. Don't move. As if you could. There's your left eye. Feel the needle in it. There we go. Oh, there must be so much extra pressure in those beautiful eyes of yours. But right now they're kind of a dull color, aren't they? Bit more bright. Let me get my tinctures. Hold still. Smallest movement. Perfect. Now, shall we do something about that hair to match those perfect eyes of yours? I mean, you did a lot to try and make that hair look presentable, but it's just, I'll be honest, it's atrocious. So let's add some kind of torn between cutting it all off and adding a wig, or trying to do something with it. What do you think? You're right. I should just remove it all and start fresh. It's just, it's not worth it. Well, we best get started, shall we? I mean, I'll get most of it. The rest will naturally fall out later. But I think for now, I'll get rid of most of it. It is a shame, though. Such neutral hair. And it did frame your face nicely, but it's just so bland. I don't think I could do anything with it if I really wanted to. All of it. Can't leave any. So, what? Oh, you can't answer that. You can't talk. I wonder what actually brought you to the point of stalking me. Most people wouldn't even dare. Well, I mean, you're the sixth person, so obviously some people dare. But what is it that brought you to that point? Thank you. because if you hadn't, you wouldn't be here now. No, would you? In your hair. It's coming up my scissors. Or is it oil? Whatever it is. Well, we won't have to worry about that anymore. Now, let's finish up. There. I think that's enough. Now, shall we get that wig on you? I think this wig would frame you well. It's kind of a bland wig as well, but I don't want to take away from your perfect, beautiful eyes. Plus, I think the bangs and the tails on the side just frames your cute little face perfectly. Isn't that nice? Nice new hair. Oh, can you see okay? I want to make sure you can see everything after all. I want to make sure you can see past those little additions I made to your eyes. Pupils seem to be reacting okay. So that's good. And that look in your eyes, it's exquisite. There. That should do it for your wig. What is the most important part of a doll's face and hands, Oh, you didn't realize I was making you a doll, did you? Yes. You're becoming my most precious and perfect human doll. Those that stalk and annoy me and bother me like this. Well, they become an obsession of mine and they join my collection. So, welcome to my collection. Now, back to my question. The most important part of a doll's face and hands happens to be the makeup. But, as good as you were with hygiene, we need to get rid of those nasty human fingernails. Replace them with some nice, smooth, safe, artificial ones. I don't want you scratching your perfect skin even by accident after all, since it won't be healing anytime soon. Before we put on the makeup, let's lay out a cloth so that we can remove them. We don't want to get any blood on your nice pretty new clothes now, do we? There's one. Did that hurt? I'm sure it did. Be patient now. There's two. And there's the third. And there's four. Almost there on one hand. This one's number five. And now for your other hand. Do you need a moment? I'm sorry, I didn't give you a moment. And there's two. And there's the third one. Oh, I got excited. I had to do the last two real quick. Was that as good for you as it was for me? From the look in your eyes, I assume not, but that's okay. Moving on. Let's seal them up with some glue. Super glue is for. Oh, does that burn? Oh, such delicious torment in those eyes. Now, we get to install the new nails. This part will be a little easier since I'm just gluing on fake ones that I've pre-painted. Nice ruby color. Something fitting a maid. I hope you like them. They're nice and soft. Perfectly safe. Judging by that look in your eyes, I don't think you like any of this. Nothing is what you expected, is it? But that's okay. This is what you've gotten yourself into. How about we talk about the colors of your makeup for your face? There we go. I think your nails are done now. Don't move them now. We wouldn't want any of them to fall off. I might have to pull all of them back off and glue them back on. Now, you have wonderful skin, but because of the preservative, you now have nothing to blush with. So, how about we fix that with some nice how about we go with something a bit more unconventional? Something to let your eyes pop. A nice almond blush. I think that would be quite nice. There. Oh yes. That's quite nice. I think that's perfect. Yes. I think you might be the most precious human doll I've ever created. Now keep that look in your eyes. You to be I want you to stare at me like that forever. Your teeth. Shall we fix them? Oh, that look of horror in your eyes. It's so intoxicating. You think I'm going to pull your teeth out and replace them, don't you? No. Your teeth are good enough as they are. We just need to paint them. Perhaps with an eggshell. I normally use an off-white, or or a pure white, but I think for you, no, I think for you, I'm going to go with sweet cream. Preservative does work wonders. I think in 5,000 years, they might be digging you out of a sarcophagus. Now, about those lips. Should we match your nails? That might be a little overwhelming for your eyes. Perhaps a nice sakura color. I have some sakura paint right here. Blossoms. And now we just line your eyebrows with some pencil. Visual novel. I'm sorry, I just had to admire my handiwork there. You should see yourself. In fact, I think you should see yourself. Here. Here's a mirror. Take a look, my little human doll. Welcome to my collection.